With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the official England podcast and probably the happiest podcast to date. I'm Adam Smith and I'm outside Wembley Way. I'm surrounded by thousands of England fans. They've just seen me on the balcony and everyone is buzzing because England are in the finals of the Euros. Can you believe it?
You're listening to the official England podcast.
So I've calmed down a little bit. I'm still outside Wembley Way. I'm going to give you my thoughts on the game. Once again, so lucky and privileged to be sat inside that stadium. It was once again one of the greatest atmospheres I have ever experienced. Something special is happening with this England team in this country. I've never seen so many people so happy for such a long time. It's been such a difficult year, and what a result it is. England are in the finals of the Euros for the first time ever. I'm so emotional. I've seen kids crying. I've seen grown men in tears. I've seen people embrace each other. I've seen rival club fans hugging and cheering and chanting. This is what England does to a major tournament. It was a nervy game. We went 1-0 behind, of course. Great free kick. But then it was the perfect response. I have to say, Denmark fans, Denmark players, everyone that we spoke to from the Danish perspective was absolute class. But England got that all-important equaliser before half-time. And then, when it went to extra time, it was nervy in the stadium. But every single fan played their part. The 12th man certainly proved its worth today. I'm taking a breath because I'm just trying to take all this in. The magnitude of what has happened tonight is just hitting me now. And then Harry Kane, the captain, the skipper, one of the greatest people to ever put an England shirt on. He's going to go on to break record after record, scoring the winning goal. The defence were immense. Southgate getting it spot on once again. Sweet Caroline is ringing in my nut, and I love it. So I'm outside Box Park filming, and look who I've just bumped into, the host of Lions Den. Josh Denzel, talk to me.
I can't believe it. Football's coming over me. You told me things are changing. Things are changing, lad.
He is as happy as I am. Josh, I will speak to you tomorrow because the podcast carries on. Lions Den carries on because we're in the final. Delighted to say, joining me on the official England podcast now, we've just doorstepped each other on Wembley Way. He can't talk, I can't talk. It's my good mate, Jamie O'Hara. Jamie, talk to me. England are in the finals.
Smithy, I cannot believe it. I am so emotional. What an incredible moment. I can't believe I was there. I'm so lucky. Once in a lifetime.
You're an ex-player. You've played at the highest level, and it's still, this is one of the, you said this is one of the greatest days of your life as a fan. Just talk to me about how big a moment this is for our country, Jay.
Mate, it was incredible. Just being there, feeling the pressure, watching the game, just building up to the atmosphere. Honestly, mate, I'm so emotional. Just being a player, playing for England as a young kid, being part of football, you know, being English, we've just waited for this moment for so long. And honestly, mate, it's the most incredible game I've ever watched. Being there, watching it live is unbelievable. Yeah. You can't explain it, just watching it live. Incredible.
Talk to me about the atmosphere, because like you, I'm lucky enough to have been to a host of games doing what I do. Honestly, again, the atmosphere was unreal, wasn't it?
I've never seen anything like that. I've been lucky enough to play at Wembley a few times. I've played in cup finals. I've gone to watch England. I have never seen an atmosphere as electric as that. Yeah. That it was unbelievable. Normally, you get one section singing and a few people standing there, sitting down. I stood up. for 120 minutes.
You said I need to sit down.
Singing, like my legs, my knees, my back, everything is in bits, but I couldn't believe it. Everyone around me just having an incredible time, singing, dancing. I have never seen an atmosphere like that in my life.
No, me neither. And just talk to us about what this means. This country's been through so much, Jamie, in the last year, 2 years. People have lost jobs, lost loved ones. I've never seen so many people so happy for such a long time. This is bigger than football, isn't it? There's something really special going on, and these players are such a big part of that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just watching it live, I can't explain how good they are, these guys. Watching it live, you know, just how quick they are, how fit they are, how clever they are. When you watch it on TV, you think it's a bit slow, but when you watch it live, you know, Kyle Walker, John Stones, incredible. Like, just watching them, they're just amazing to watch live. And it just to be part of it, just watching it and to be there, honestly, the most amazing experience I've ever had. Honestly, it was
this is a
incredible.
Man who's played in the Premier League. That, you're saying this is the most amazing experience you've had. So this, for you, tops anything as a player. It's that high up.
Being there, being part of that, and that moment, getting to European final, I have to say, is probably, in terms of emotion... Yeah. That is the most emotional I've ever been at a football match. And I've played at Wembley. And I tell you, that was the most emotional I've ever been in. It was incredible. Everyone around me, everyone who's gone through tough times, difficult moments. The last 18 months have been hard for everyone. Just seeing everyone there, being part of it. I was hugging strangers.
Yes.
I was on my own. I was on my own.
I wonder what you're doing.
I had one ticket. And that was all I could get my hands on. But I thought, I'm not going to miss this for nothing. And when I got offered the ticket, I just thought, I've got to be here for that moment. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I'm so proud to be English, and I'm just so proud that they've got through, they've got it done.
Talk to me about the tournament so far, Jamie. We're in the final, we know only one goal conceded, that was tonight, a set piece. Kane scoring, Raheem Sterling scoring goals, the defence are looking good. There's so many positives going into the final, isn't there?
Oh, I mean, listen, that was a great performance. I mean, the last 5 minutes when we're talking about seeing a game out, kept the ball for like almost 5 minutes, you know, the changes that he made. He brought Grealish on and made things happen, and then he's you know, he takes him off, but Grealish is still happy. You know, any other footballer would be, you know, he'd be angry about
that.
But you know, he wasn't. He's still part of it. He's laughing. He's singing. You know, it's just to be part of, just to see players play that I've not seen England play for a long time. I watch them on the TV, but I haven't watched them live for a long time. And honestly, Smithy, they are unbelievable. Yeah. They are so good. Watching Kyle Walker, watching John Stones.
The recoveries of Kyle Walker. How quick is Kyle Walker, by the way?
Kyle Walker.
He gets quicker every time I see him.
Yeah, honestly, he's so quick, but it's just the way he plays, the way he sees danger. John Stones, for me, was just incredible. Like, just watching him. Honestly, just watching him live, I couldn't believe it. Look, and you know when you're there, you feel the pressure.
Yeah.
You know, so you can feel it. And I've played. I've been in their moments. Yeah. So, like, I know how they feel. Like, Pickford was a little bit nervy at the start. You can see. He's thinking, he's a little bit worried, but the players got him through it, you know, like we got him through it. And just when that final whistle went, mate, honestly.
So relieved. Jay, talk to you as a player, how much does that help? Because I've sat in loads of crowds, you've heard the atmosphere, we've both just said it's one of the best atmospheres we've ever experienced. And I said that after the Germany game as well. How much as a player you've played, how much does that make a difference?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's massive, Smithy, it's massive. Because, you know, when you're in the ground, you can feel it, you can feel the tension building. And when it goes quiet and they get a bit nervy, you know, and all of a sudden you can feel the tension building. And as players, you feel that pressure, but when you see the fans and that, and they're just loving life, they're enjoying it, they're confident, and they believe in each other. It's just, you know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing to see it live. It really is.
I was going to ask you what you're most happy about, but there's just too many positives, isn't there? If I had to pick one for you, it's just so many positives, aren't there, from this performance?
Yeah, the man in the tournament, Kyle Walker, just absolutely.
He's the standout for you, is he? Yeah.
Standout performer in this tournament so far. Like, just. I'm just watching him, honestly, I can't say it enough. Watching him live is different to watching it on TV. How quick they are, how good they are at moving the ball. But as a team as well, like, normally we go to extra time, we're hanging on for dear life, they're swinging balls in a box, but we were just so confident, you know? Like, 5 minutes, we kept the ball. Incredible. Is that to see that live was just so good. And everyone around me is thinking, wow, this team is full of world-class players that can do that in a semi-final with 5 minutes to go. And to keep the ball like that, honestly, it was so proud.
Jay, listen to this. Fireworks going on, Sweet Caroline in the background. There's something special is happening. Talk to us about that post-match. Three Lions, we had Atomic Kitten, Sweet Caroline.
I didn't want to leave. I did not want to leave, mate. I did not want to leave. It was honestly the most incredible thing. I've lost my voice. I've got 100 videos on my phone. I had no Wi-Fi in there. You know, I just can't wait to just get home and watch them videos again, because it was amazing.
I wish the listeners could just see Jamie O'Hara's facial expression here and how much this means to him. I've never seen him like this. I've known him for many years. He's almost crying. It means that much to him. Let's talk about Italy. It's going to be a tough final, isn't it? Italy do look very strong. How do you see the final going?
Well, look, I watched them against Spain and Spain dominated the ball. They were the better side, to be honest with you. Like, they had their chances. They didn't take them. Italy got through. They got it done. But I don't think we've got nothing to fear. Just watching that performance tonight, look, we was a bit nervy at the start. It's a semi-final. Of course, you're going to be nervous. But, you know, as the game grew on, we just completely dominated the game. I mean, I don't know how it looked like on TV, but watching it live in there was... I just felt like we were so in control of it. You know, the second half didn't really feel like they really had a chance. Extra time, we just didn't have a chance. You know, we just had to finish them off. We had to put them away. And look, going against Italy, it's going to be a tough game, right? They're a class side. They haven't lost in over 30 games. So, incredible side to play against. But I don't know. I just feel like the stars have aligned. You know, Wembley, everyone's come together. We've been through a tough period. And I just think, I honestly just feel like it is coming home.
Wow. I love the way Jamie said. Just quick word, Denmark. I thought the fans, I just want to touch on this, having been there.
Yeah.
I thought the fans were utter class.
Yeah.
They've gone through so much with what happened to Christian Eriksen. It was tragic to see what happened. Obviously, we all wish him a speedy recovery. I just think it's applicable to get your thoughts on everything that happened with Denmark and pre-match and post-match. That they were just class, the Danish fans tonight.
Oh, absolute class acts. I mean, I was right next to them, to be honest. And the flags were waving the whole game. They were supporting their side, even when they couldn't get the ball for us in the last 5 minutes. They're still singing and dancing. You know, they've done incredible this tournament. To go through what they've been through as a nation with the whole Christian Eriksen situation in the first game, to get to a semi-final, you know, a lot of people would have written them off after that game and no one would have even kind of questioned it. So to get to where they've got to is an amazing achievement. And they were good tonight. They were good. But it's just something about this England team. We've just got something special, the players that come off the bench. But I have to say, the fans, you know, no trouble, incredible atmosphere, all walking out together, the Denmark fans all walking out together, shaking hands, well done, congratulations. You know, that's what football's about.
Yeah,
that is what it should be.
I agree. Just from what I've seen, walking out, Danish, English fans embracing families, it's been a really, really great atmosphere. Go on then, England against Italy. Oh, wow, just saying this, the final of the Euros at Wembley. Where are the key areas for England if they are to win? I know you're confident, but what are the key areas that England have to get right if they are to lift the Euros for the first ever time, James?
I think we've got to obviously watch the counter-attack. You know, like we saw that against Spain. They're good on the counter. Chiesa, for me, is the danger man for Italy. He's a brilliant player. They will try and press us. They'll try and go after us. If we can deal with that and get on it early doors, and we can just... if we can dictate the game and we can dictate the tempo, I think we'll be in control. We're obviously going to be at home, which is massive. And then, you know, we've just got to take our chances. You know, we create some good chances tonight. Some of them didn't go in, but, you know, I just think, you know, if we will create chances. We need to get behind them a bit more. I think get behind them. That ball, for the Harry Kane ball that put in Saka and then he gets the cross. You know, we've got to do that more often. Get Harry Kane into them pockets, but get him on the half turn where he can feed people in. But, you know, you have to say, what a performance from the team, and what an incredible manager, Gareth Southgate, to get us there.
Yeah, God, literally was about to ask that. Thoughts on Gareth Southgate tactically? So many people have an opinion on the team, and I haven't met two people that agree on England's best choice 11. It's that hard. But he has got everything right, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, look, when you're the England manager and you're playing in a major tournament, you know, me included, I'm a pundit, you know, we all think we can pick the team, we all think we know best. He's had to deal with 70 million managers and, you know...
including you and
including me. You know, like...
and everyone here,
you know, should we play Grealish, should we do this, should we do that? But he has got it absolutely right, you know, and tactically he's got it spot on. You cannot fault anything about him. Look, we conceded a great goal, in my opinion, as a free kick, great strike.
Jamie O'Hara, that, wasn't it?
It was, it was. I would have... a couple of times I would have wished I was out there, but I probably would have put it in row Z, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, you have to give him huge credit for what he's done with this England side. You know, like, to just the belief, the club feel about it, just the way they're all sort of together, like, they just feel like they're mates. They're laughing, they're joking, they're enjoying the experience, and I've not seen that before in a long, long time.
Go on then, Jamie O'Hara on Wembley Way, score prediction. I'm putting you on the spot.
Let's do it.
How do you see England against Italy in the final going, bearing in mind you're on the official England podcast?
We're going to win it. It's coming home. I'm going to go 2-1. I'm going to go Harry Kane to score the first. And I'm going to go with, I think it's going to go, we'll be 1-1. and then Jack Grealish will come on, and I think he'll score the winner.
Wow, I think, well, that's what we all want to see.
I said, I think we'll take that. Obviously, maybe everyone will take that. Just finally, where are you going now?
I don't know.
I've just got to say, the queue that has built up, we're at the front of the queue because we legged it out to record this podcast. The queue now at Wembley Way is massive. We've stitched you up, so how are you getting home?
No, I've got a car waiting for me. I don't know where he is. My battery's
dead. Oh, he's got a car, big time.
No, he's parked in McDonald's. He said, I'll meet you in McDonald's. So I've got to get there. I've got to get home. I'm getting on a flight to Ibiza tomorrow.
Of course he is. He loves it.
And I'm watching the final in Lineker's on Sunday.
Love that. Jamie O'Hara, you're a top man.
Mate, pleasure.
Pleasure to speak to you. And come on, England.
Come on, England.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, it quite simply would not be a post-match show without my good mate Duncan Alexander from theanalyst.com, from Opta. He is smiling from ear to ear. Duncan, I'm outside Wembley Way. My voice is gone. I am so emotional. I was emotional after we won our first group game. So how do you think I feel now, having seen England progress to the final? Mate, I can't believe it. It's amazing.
What was that, England in a final? That can't be right. That doesn't happen, is it?
Dunk, come on, hit me with the stats. You are the stats guru. You are the man we have on after every England game. Give me reason to be positive. I mean, there's only positives with this England team. There are no negatives. We're in the final. I'll give you a stat, Dunk, for the first time ever at Euros.
Yeah, we're the 13th team to reach a European Championship final. The first debutant since both Greece and Portugal did it back in 2004. It's been a long time coming, isn't it? Like, if you look at the heritage and size and culture of English football, the fact we've only ever reached one final before now was a bit of, you know, a shambles, really. And this team have steadily and have turned it around. And it's been one of the most impressive progressions through a tournament I think we've ever seen. I mean, Italy have done the same, I guess. So it was set up to be a classic final.
Yeah, go on. I've been looking at your Twitter feed, at Oily Sailor, for anyone that isn't following Duncan Alexander. Give me some stats just about how well England have performed in this tournament and just how good this is in terms of the history of English football. Because this is a special night at Wembley. This is some achievement, isn't it?
We wondered how England would react to going behind. Obviously, they hadn't conceded a goal before this game. And Jordan Pickford actually broke Gordon Banks' all-time England record for not conceding shortly before he then did concede to Damsgaard. But we wondered how they'd react, and it was actually the first time they'd come from behind to win a tournament game since Cameroon back in 1990. So it showed a lot of character to do that, and you know, it went to extra time again. You know, we went to extra time in 1990, went to extra time in 1996, mm-hmm. went to extra time in 2018. But this time, it was never really in doubt, was it? And if you look at the expected goals, you know, by the end of the game, England were on like 2.8 and Denmark were on 0.2. So mm-hmm. You know, it would have been an absolute travesty if the game had gone to penalties. England completely dominated, really, apart from the odd bit in the first half. And, you know, you look at players like Kane, he's now scored 7% of the goals England have ever scored in tournaments in their entire history.
Wow.
He's gone level with Gary Lineker, they've both got 10. You know, Saka's the youngest Englishman to start a game at a semi-final or later ever as well. You know, we talk about the young players in the 1966 team like Alan Ball, but in modern, you know, terms, they weren't that young, really. I mean, I thought everyone once again stepped up and you know, Southgate made some really big decisions and they paid off. And, yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for Kasper Schmeichel, I think it could have been, you know, a much bigger scoreline.
Yeah, Kasper played really well. I totally agree with that. Have you got a stat dunk on decibel levels in stadiums? Because, mate, that was right up there. The England fans are turning up in their numbers for these games at Wembley.
Yeah, sadly not. But, I mean, as someone who, you know, someone that was there, I'm sure you can you won't forget that sound in a long time. It's actually interesting because I think international football has sort of been a poor relation of club football in terms of kind of atmosphere in some respects. But I think, you know, the fact that we've had to play behind closed doors for so long, it's really kind of, you know, reminded people of the joy and the scarcity, I guess, of these sort of occasions. And yeah, I think I had a quick look at kind of Twitter talking about Wembley from, you know, in other languages, which was always quite a nice thing to do. And lots of people going, oh, that atmosphere just looks insane. So yeah, I think it made an impression around the planet.
Go on then, let's look ahead to the final. We now know it's England against Italy. I mean, I've got to say as well, if I'm being brutally honest, I'm so excited about this England team. And, you know, I'm keeping all the faith that England will lift this trophy. But I'm also, you know, understanding of the fact to watch every single Italy game. They're a good team, Italy. This is going to be a real test. So break this down statistically and where the key areas will be in this game for you.
Yeah, I think Italy have been really good going forwards. And you look at players, you know, like Chiesa has come in,
yeah,
you know, that goal he scored. I think they will create chances. But we saw against Austria, we also saw against Spain, you know, Italy will give up chances as well. And I think possibly Denmark are a harder team to break down than Italy. So whereas tonight's game was quite cagey, I can see an Italy final being, you know, quite end-to-end. And I think, you know, for two countries with such massive football heritage and culture, the fact that this will be the first final between them is going to be a big event. And I think it will really kind of capture the imagination of people around the world. And I think, you know, what we want is an absolute classic final. I mean, 4-2 seems like a pretty good scoreline for England in finals, doesn't it? So, well, let's go for that.
It is amazing that England and Italy have never met in a major final, isn't it? As you said, given their rich heritage. But it will be a fascinating game. Oh, I'm nervous thinking about it already. Dunk, will you be joining us on our next post-match show, which will be the final? It's going to be a huge show, that. Will you join us? Because we're either going to be celebrating or not. And I'm hoping we will be celebrating, my friend.
Well, I think every time we've done this, England have had a positive result, haven't they?
Good point. You're coming on.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'll speak to you on Sunday.
Love that. Mate, have a great night. Enjoy yourself. Put your feet up. Thanks for entertaining us, as always. And I'll speak to you very soon.
Cheers.
Yeah, it's been a great night at Wembley. And here's what some of the key figures had to say after the game.
It's a top performance today. We had to digging deep. It's the first time we've conceded in a tournament, and I thought we regrouped well and showed a good team spirit to come back and win the game. Once we walk back in the dressing room, that's it over. We've got to focus on to the weekend now. It's step by step, and that's what we can do.
First of all, I want to congratulate my colleague Gareth. I followed what the FA has done strategically and especially how Gareth has led this team for a number of years now, how he works with the young players, how he gets involved and how he behaves himself with the values he has, and how he represents and communicates is outstanding. So congratulations, Gareth. I think you're doing a great job in a difficult job. So congratulations.
Denmark have had an incredible tournament. I mean, I've got to give them huge credit. The way the team have played, the way they've responded to everything that's happened to them has been immense. They gave us an incredible game. We knew it was going to be difficult. We knew that before the autumn. We knew that from the games in the autumn. They've got some very, very good players, and the coach has done a fantastic job. So they played an incredible tournament.
Full credit to Denmark. They gave us a great game. They've been a credit to themselves throughout the whole tournament, so they should be proud. But of course, it was our night tonight, so we should enjoy it.
I felt we were very dominant in that period, the last half an hour of normal time. And of course, the extra time, I think we had a bit more legs, a bit more energy. And, you know, Denmark made a lot of changes early on in the game and weren't able to change later. But the strength of our bench has been an asset. There's no question about that. The depth of the squad is why we are where we are, and the mentality of the squad is why we're in the position we're in.
I'm extremely proud to obviously be the captain of the side. We've shown great resilience. We're a credit to each other, not just the players who play, but the whole squad, the staff. And look, we're excited for obviously a final on our home ground.
Denmark have only lost 4 matches out of 30-odd. Italy's record is even better than that. They've been a top team for the last couple of years. We've followed their progress closely. They play with great energy. They play with great style. They're, as always, difficult to score goals against. So, you know, that without doubt, they deserve to be in the final. They've beaten 2 top teams to get there in Belgium and Spain. So it's the biggest possible test we could have. We've a day less to recover, but we've got to prepare from now. And of course, it's wonderful to have that opportunity to take them on.
It's going to be an amazing occasion for sure. Extremely proud to be leading the boys out in any game for England, no matter making history and getting to our first final. So, yeah, I mean, as the game gets closer, I'm sure the excitement and the nerves will kick in, and it's going to be a special day. But of course, there's going to be a winner and a loser, so we've got to make sure we're on that winning side. We want it to be a special day for everyone, gone after the 90 minutes as well, after the 120 minutes. So what an occasion to see the fans like it was after the game. So, yeah, it's hard to take it all in at the moment, but I'm sure we'll all enjoy it for sure.
You're listening to the Official England Podcast.
So that concludes yet another episode of the Official England Podcast. What a night it has been on Wembley Way. The fans are still going crazy. Big thanks to Jamie O'Hara, for Duncan Alexander, and for everyone else who featured on today's episode. But fear not, we are back again tomorrow. Yes, we'll be with you every single day that England are in this tournament. And once again, I feel it is my duty to remind you that England will be playing in the final of the Euros on Sunday against Italy, and we're going to have all the build-up to get you excited. Join us again tomorrow as I'll be joined by another member of the Three Lions squad, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss a single episode. All that's left for me to say is see you tomorrow. Stay safe and well done, England.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.